231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three on this Monday, July 27, 2026 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. The next story I got came out on Friday. State Board of Canvassers voting 3-1 to find that the initiative to be on our ballot, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics, was approved 3-1. Of course, the two Democrats voted for it, and the Republican chairman, Richard Hoskamp, joined the two Democrats in approving the petitions. The other Republican canvassers, Paul Cordes, voted no. Cordes said the numbers of signatures knocked out through the challenge process, coupled with acknowledged errors made by the Bureau of Elections, left him uncomfortable approving the petition by such a narrow margin. Cordes went on to say, this was not well done. The number of duplicates, the sloppiness of this cannot be disputed. This is nowhere near giving confidence in our ballot initiative process. Well, the group, Michiganders for Money Out of Politics, survived the extensive challenge to its petition signatures. But in the end, they voted that they did have enough valid signatures to move it forward to be on the march, on its march to the November 3rd ballot. Well, Bureau of Elections chose to do a sampling of 1,000 signatures. They needed 636 valid signatures to be considered as sufficient, and the board ultimately submitted the numbers that 645 signatures were in fact valid, meaning they survived the challenge by only 9 samples of signatures. Under the Michiganders for Money Out of Politics, public utilities and large government contractors like Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Consumers Energy, and DTE would not be able to make political contributions, a subject that has spurred great interest in Lansing. It's also expected to generate significant support if the legislature declines to pass it and put it on the November ballot. You see, this is an opportunity for the legislators to approve it. If they don't, then it will be on the November ballot. Well, the Board of Canvassers vote on Friday marks a significant step for this to be on the ballot, and that opponents would now need a long shot favorable opinion in the courts to in fact keep it off the ballot. Friday followed hours of arguments between the attorneys, Michiganders, for Money Out of Politics, and another group, Protect MI Freedom of Speech, which challenged numerous signatures as being duplicated, improperly addressed, or connected to damaged petition sheets and therefore should be listed as invalid. The proceedings also exposed an error in the Bureau of Elections processing of the petitions, with election director Jonathan Brader acknowledging that one petition sheet had been scanned twice. You don't even know how to feed a petition sheet into a scanner. The people you oversee, your department, sir, can't even scan petition sheets correctly. However, Brader said the duplication did not change the Bureau's recommendation, claiming that the MMOP had enough valid signatures, although he said his department would look at ways to prevent similar problems in the future. Brader said, obviously, we can't rescan and redo the sampling process just 2 days before the deadline. So they didn't decide what to do about that, but we'll probably take that back and talk to the Attorney General. For what? A legal opinion from Dana Nessel? Sir, you're a joke. Brader said the Bureau would also explore software capability of identifying duplicate petition sheets and other problems as part of its quality control process. Early in the meeting, Brader also acknowledged that several petition sheets that were submitted on Wednesday by Protect My Free Speech had not received a full review before the Bureau and therefore was not part of the report that the staff recommended. In the end, Brader said, it did not affect our determination because there's only a handful of sheets that are really in question as it relates to errors that are only apparent from looking at the back of the sheet. It doesn't affect our recommendation to you. Well, in the end, the Bureau had recommended that the MMOP petitions be found sufficient. Despite Protect My Free Speech contention that additional signatures should be rejected. As the challenges progress, House Camp sought to have attorneys for both sides address disputed signatures altogether, eventually bringing representatives from both camps to the podium at the same time. House Camp said, this is very complicated. It's very confusing. And I think we have to take it section by section. Well, Michael Brady was representing the petition drive. Dykema Associate Attorney Olivia Flower was representing Protect My Free Speech. They then worked through individual challenges. As Brader explained how the Bureau staff reached their conclusions. After an initial round of arguments, the number was reduced to 652 signatures remaining valid while needing only 636. Later, they finally accepted the other challenges and reduced the number to 645. Flowers' challenges included duplicate signatures, damaged petition sheets, and 12 signatures that it was associated with either an incorrect or even non-existent address. Protect MI Free Speech had previously raised many of the same concerns when it filed its challenge. Well, the proceedings served as the first major test of the board's new petition sampling system, where they doubled the size from 500 signatures to 1,000. Brader went on to say, despite the duplicate scanning, we believe the larger sample and the revised challenge process worked well. I think we had much more efficient process for everyone and a much more transparent process for everyone to have overall. I think it went very well, but obviously we only get the chance to actually test this out in the real world every 2 years. Now, one thing you have to understand, folks, the Board of Canvassers' decision does not place the proposal automatically on the ballot for voters. Board of Canvassers still must approve not only the final language, but also the format of the petition, and then have it presented to the legislature. Legislature will have 40 days to act on it. If the lawmakers do not enact it, then it goes to the ballot. Rader said the board has 60 days to complete that process and expect to take up the language at its August meeting. Once the initiative is presented to the legislators, lawmakers, again, will have 40 days to enact it. Well, the Protect My Free Speech spokesperson, John Selleck, focused on the very narrow 9-signature cushion and the problems uncovered during the challenge process. Selleck went on to say, this process proved that Michiganders' money out of politics is sloppy at best and deceptive at worst. Before our signature challenge, the MMOP claimed its signatures were above reproach due to their quote-unquote vetting process. Selleck said the group continues to have concerns about the Bureau's procedures and is considering its options following the board's decisions. With this massive number of errors and questionable petition signatures exposed, staff mistakes, margin of errors, we reserve the right to pursue all available options, including legal action, said Selleck. They may choose to take it to court. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I drop 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Just caught during the break, President Trump at Joint Air Force Base Andrews boarding Air Force One to come to Michigan. So doors are open at 11. President isn't expected to get there until probably 2:30 or 3 o'clock. So we'll continue to monitor this and follow it and cover it on tomorrow's show. One of the things that is pretty interesting is that the process of the president coming before the primary, this is something that I think is going to be very, very interesting. Because in this process, with the early voting starting this past Saturday, primary folks just basically 8 days away, week from tomorrow, here in Michigan, trying to rally the troops. Or, of course, his endorsed candidates. Question is going to be, is it really going to impact any voters out there? Will they be persuaded by the president coming to the state? Will it help John James defeat Perry Johnson? Honestly, I don't think so. Of course, he has endorsed Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate. Well, he's the only candidate on the ballot. Foregone conclusion. And honestly, Mike Rogers doesn't even need our vote on August 4th. His own campaign people voting for him puts him on the ballot. Any family members he has here in the state of Michigan. I mean, if he's registered to vote here, I guess him and his wife, Christy Rogers, could vote for him and he could still win it because he's unopposed. Where the real race is on the Republican side is the governor's race. So the question again, is it really that important, and will it affect the outcome this particular trip to Michigan? I don't think so, but we shall see. Now, again, remember, you can vote in person this week. 9 to 5 at your polling location in your county, you can vote early. You don't have to wait until next Tuesday, August 4th. Absentee ballots, if you've got one, you can still use it and turn it in early as well. No in-person voting will be done a week from today, next Monday, August 3rd. Early voting stops 5 p.m. on Sunday. And then if you hadn't voted yet, then you have to vote on Election Day next Tuesday. So make sure you guys look for your polling location in your county if you want to vote early. One story I wanted to get to real quick. They have this every day on MERS news service. This day in Michigan history. Well, July 27th, 1951, U.S. Secretary of State Dean Acheson arrived in Detroit to headline the 250th anniversary of the city's founding. French explorer Anton Cadillac. He discovered Detroit back in 1701. Secretary of State from the United States, Acheson, delivered a major policy address urging the city to continue its industrial efforts. With the United States currently engaged in the Korean War, Acheson declared Detroit must prepare for several years of very hard effort. He warned the path ahead may mean more sacrifices from us, more shortages, and even higher taxes. But there's no easier way through the dangers of the present. Detroit was recognized across the nation as a symbol of our industrial might. Detroit would later host President Harry S. Truman during the week-long celebrations. Praising Detroit as one of the greatest production centers of arsenal of democracy around the world, and encouraged its workers to stay in the global fight against Soviet expansion. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
I'm Justin Michael. For over 500 consecutive days, I've worked diligently to earn your respect by having difficult conversations in every town, city, village, and township in our district. I've driven over 100,000 miles to meet you where you are, at your businesses, in your homes, and in your communities. On August 4th, you get to decide if you want leadership that says they will represent you once they get to Washington, or someone who represents you now. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a...